honor the church. You're going to love this one. Okay? You need to honor the church. You know, Catholicism says honor the church, only they don't really emphasize the honoring of the head. You know, we have a problem in this country because we came out of a system, first of all, two systems. If you came out of the Catholic system, it was honor the church. That was wrong. That was wrong. The church did not lead you to your human spirit to fellowship with the Lord Himself. That was wrong. Okay. And then the Reformed churches all reacted against that to the point that the priesthood of the believer individualistically became the thing. So there was nothing to do. The church was really not a nice word, to tell you the truth. It was not a nice concept. It reacted so far the other direction against the Catholicism, where the church has the authority to do things, you see. Not because it's one with God, but because it says it's the church. Mm-hmm. And it can prove its pedigree, its descendancy. The grave of Simon Peter is located underneath the Vatican somewhere, which is silly. He never, never made it to Italy. But they're sure that body is there somewhere. You see? And then you just trace it. You know, it's through lineage. It's through lineage. And Paul just says genealogies and these kind of things. This is stuff to cut off at the root, you know. No, none of that matters. But on the other hand, if Christ is truly the head and we are truly the body, then we should honor both the head and the body if the body is in Christ and according to the head. For example, Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Her is the church. She's a female and Christ is the male. You see? And husbands are supposed to love their wives like Christ loved the church. I want to see the person who's loved as Christ loved the church. You know, one way to honor the church is to love the church. Not naturally, not fleshly, not subjectively, but honor the church in the honor that Christ honors the church. Okay? Then the next verse, Ephesians 5:29, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ also the church. See, what Christ likes to do to the church is nourish it and cherish it. He's very tender and very one with the church, very caring for the church, very loving to the church. So love, nourish, and cherish. You know, if we really honor the church, we'll love it, we'll nourish it, and we'll cherish it. Okay? Then Paul said to the Corinthian believers, I am jealous over you with a jealousy of God. It was not human jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. See? Even to be jealous over the church should be a proper jealousy. Have you ever had the jealousy that you thought was not yours but was God's about the church? Think about it. Somebody might damage that virgin thing called the church. And you're jealous over it. It's a protecting thing. So you wage war on anything that might come in to cause that virgin to have a wrong relationship with the marriage to Christ. Right? Then one other verse that is practical, and since these others are such a kind of more in the emotions, I thought I'd give you one to be in the will. It says, obey the ones leading you and submit to them. See, so we have submission and obedience. For they watch over your souls as those who will render an account. that they may do this with joy and not groaning, for this would be unprofitable to you. Okay? Hey, Neil, have you ever joyed over a soul that according to this, that you're watching over? Yes. Have you joyed over that?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, have you grown?
Yep.
Good. Good. You know, if you're going to be normal, you need some that you're rejoicing over, and you need some you're groaning over.